Faith. I want to talk to you this morning just about expectations. Man, can I get some water?
It's right here.
Oh, okay, cool. Thank you. Sorry. Expectations. It's so easy to do miracles when people are expecting. Amen?
Yes.
When people are expecting God to do something, it is easy for me to walk in and do miracles. I don't have to work up the room. I don't have to go long and trying to preach. I mean, I'm ready to get to the prayer part. Literally, places are like that. But I want to read you a scripture, and I believe it's in Matthew 15, 29 through 31. Now, I can understand this scripture about Jesus, because I've been to mission fields. I've been to long prayer lines. I had a service in Humble, Texas at this church called New Covenant, and it was even improv. I wasn't even supposed to preach. I'm not even supposed to preach. I was just going in to share about my India trip and raise some money, and I ended up talking about miracles. It didn't even get to India. People are going crazy. Pastor comes up to me. He goes, I'm only preaching 10 minutes and I'm getting you back up there because I feel the anointing. I don't know how can you contain it? I mean, I don't feel anything different than what I am. I don't feel anything. I'm just like, okay, Pastor. And I knew I was in trouble when his mother-in-law shared. And she was preaching. Now, the Spirit was there. She was preaching. And she comes up to me and she throws the microphone in the air at me and I catch it. She goes, your turn, kid, and walks off the stage. I'm like, an older lady in faith, Pentecostal, you know, really going. And I'm like, I'm not even on the stage yet. And I'm already sweating. I'm like, oh, Lord. And I went up there, and I just started sharing. And I started sharing, and people were getting healed as I shared. And the pastor's like, I can't stop this. God's doing it. And he goes, and then I told him, he came up to me after he preached, and I told him, Pastor, if you need me to pray for anyone, I'll pray with your prayer team. He goes, absolutely. He goes, Brother Yaris is going to come up here and stand. And we're going to ask anyone in here. Anyone in here that needs prayer, Pastor Yaris is going to pray for anyone. But we have our regular prayer partners. You just go to anyone. The line went from where I was at, standing in the middle, through the side of this huge 1,500-member church, to the foyer, to the parking lot. Second service was coming in, and I'm still laying hands. I'm still laying hands. I'm still laying hands. I wasn't moving fast like I do today, but I was moving. God was bringing me into activation. He's like, because I hadn't preached for quite some time. I've been doing mission trips. I haven't been in America's preaching for a long time. And this was the first church. This is where God said, it's time. It's time to go back in. And it was amazing. Do you know the people at second service? They're parking down the street. They had to park at the high school next door. Because the first service usually leaves, and the second service will take the parking because it's a big church. 4,000 people I prayed for. Wow. Improv. Not even scheduled to preach. The people just getting in line. They say, well, I don't know what's happening, but I can feel God. I'm getting in line. And I'm like, were you here this? I go, were you here? No, I just came to about 10 minutes ago. And I'm like, wow, God worked that line quick. But in that time, I would even say, God, just speed this up. These people are standing there forever. They were standing there for hours. But you know what God told me? Let them wait. Because they stand and wait for a phone. They stand and wait for a movie. New restaurant, they're outside camping. Black Friday, they're at every store of the tent. Now they need to stand and wait for me. I was like, yes, Father. And I kept going. I was going to argue with God. I said, okay, Lord, I got it. But I tell you what, it was so powerful. The anointing moved. But expectation happened when I started talking about miracles. There's a church that was praying for something to happen. And then when I heard that this was happening around the world, they said, we want it. We need it. So I understand when Jesus had to take a few minutes to get away. You've been on mission trips. You just got to get away. They're pulled left. You're pulled right. People want a piece of what you have. And you get so drained. In Africa, I pray for thousands of people. And I get so drained. I have people just with water. And they're just like I'm a basketball player drinking water, throwing. going, drinking water, throwing, and just going and just praying for people. So let me read you the scripture. In Matthew 15, 29 through 31, and Jesus departed from thence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee and went up into the mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed. Listen to that, maimed. And many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Jesus said, I need to get a spot to rest. He went on the other side of the mountain. Sometimes we have to go on the other side of the mountain to rest. And as he's resting, people were expecting miracles. They didn't come for their own needs, if you look at this scripture. They brought someone to Jesus and laid him at his feet, expecting the Son of God to heal, like we're expecting this morning.
Amen.
Many here came over here for a miracle, an incurable miracle. But God is able. God is able. People are watching right now. God is able. But I love the scripture because when you have expectation, God can do anything. You have to have faith, yes. You have to believe, yes. But let me tell you, those two things don't work unless you expect it to happen.
That's true.
When I was in I was in Tijuana. And the first time I went to Tijuana, that I wasn't driving the ship for the van for the ship to pick up the drunk sailors. When I was in the Navy, only time I went to Tijuana was when we were in San Diego and Cap's like, hey, go pick up your brothers. And I was like, he always called me chaplain or he called me padre. He would call me padre. Padre, they're all in the, over there and they're going to get arrested. Go get them. It's like, yes, sir. I was the only one he trusted was the van. They're not going to go party with the van with the guys. So I went over there every time. This time I wasn't going for drunk sailors, praise God. I was going because they put a last-minute meeting together. Over 1,000 people in the small building. People are getting healed. Expectation. But there's two people. One guy spoke really good English, and he said, I don't know why my hand can't get healed. Because I had many people pray, and I don't know why. And I'm like, well, are you expecting it? And he just looked at me. And he followed me, and there's another gentleman, an older man, that his back was always, he just, for like 20 years, his back would hurt him. And he's like, he kept talking to me in Spanish, por favor. And I'm like, and I kept praying for him. 3 times I prayed for him. And then finally I sat down drinking some water with the guy at the hand. I prayed for him twice. And I sat with him. I go, look, there's believing. Jesus said, if you really believe, we talked about the fig tree and the mountain. Remember the story? He said, if you look at it in the Amplified, it says, really believe, then you can cast that mountain into the sea. But I go, but then there's faith, knowing that God can do what he does. I go, but without expectation, it's hard to activate those two things. Do you expect right now for God to touch your hand? It's that easy. It's that easy. I go, so explain to me. All right. When you step out of that chair right there, do you think about walking? I said, no. I just walk. That's expectation. You know your legs work. You don't have to think about it. You just get up and walk. That's what expectation does for your miracle. And he looked at his hand. I go, give me your hand one more time. And I blew on it. And I do his little, I'm going to preaching masseuse, do this. And I just do it because I got something God tells me to do that. I just do it. I'm activating. And I'll tell you in a second why I do that. And he looked at his hand. And I go, squeeze your hand in and out, back and forth. Move it up. I go, what's going on? Just move it. Just move it. Don't think about it. Just move your hand. He goes, brother, I'm healed. I said, amen. So that old man that was right beside us looked at that and he looked at me. He go, comprende. I was like, comprende. All right, cool. I go, turn around. And I put my hand on his back. I go, just bend down. Don't say you can't do it. Don't say you've never done it. Bend down. And he bent down. And he just came up to me and he hugged me. And he cried. He said, 20 years. I was like, amen. Expectation.
Hi, this is David Yanis, and I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I'm going to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios, and many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation of miracles and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it that it's touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148. For $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. I want to welcome you to Purifier School of Ministry, a place where you're going to be inspired in faith and a place where God is going to teach you something that you need to know from the Word of God. I put together several ministers, evangelists, pastors, prophets, and we put them together to teach a subject that they are strongly suited for to get it into your spirit and your soul. You can take it online, and you can take it at your own pace. You can take one course, or you can take all the courses. It's completely up to you. And what my goal is to inspire your faith through the teachings of great women and men of God, and to make it accessible and affordable. If you go to our school, you'll see that it's affordable for anyone, whatever part of the world you live on, to be able to take it in. And I really believe that Purifier School of Ministry will challenge you and get you motivated to do something for God.
Let me read. Continue reading. And the reason I do that is, I don't know if y'all remember the minister John Lake from way back, right? Well, John Lake, before he was a great man of God and faith and miracles, he was a licensed scientist. He was a chemist, and he understood scientific matters, and he was a doctor. And He would have them in his healing hospital in Seattle, I think it's Seattle, or in Washington somewhere. He would have them sit down, and he would pray for the person that had diseased legs, both legs, right? He would tell the scientists stuff, to put all the x-rays and all the machines they had at that time, it's way back then, and he'd pray only for one leg and put his hand in one spot. And then they would analyze this over days. And they would find out that they'd have his handprint. And wherever his handprint was at, new cells were coming in. But on this side, there was no new cells. Anything where the handprint wasn't on this leg was no new cells. So I just put my hand as much as I can, without violating it, on the body. So it's just believing by faith that those cells are reactivating. Amen? Because even John Lake said, God's healing us, but he still needs the cells to come in. He goes, those cells are built in your body to heal you. Amen. He goes, God's put everything in you to keep you alive. And somehow these cells are disordered or not working right. And God's miracle anointing. And he said, it's like a spiritual radiation that comes on your body and reactivates these things. So anyway, that's just a little lesson on that. But and great multitudes, Jesus healed them. And in 31, insomuch that the multitudes wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be made whole. Isn't that amazing? We never think about that. The lame to walk, the blind to see. They glorified the God of Israel. God is an awesome God. He's amazing in every way. When I was in South Africa, my host, the house that I stood at, the people were in a nice neighborhood, but they didn't have much. It was by God's grace and by God's just cheer, just blessing that they got this house. And there's people around them that had much more. And I could tell that they sacrificed just to keep me and take care of me. And the ministry teams helped them provide food and everything for me. And the guy said, all I ask, and the reason I want you in my house is I want the blessing to be on my house. I want the blessing to be on my house. I expect it to be on my house. Well, his sister had a bad back. She just walked in the house. God healed her when she walked in. Gold, like I shared last night, was all over his house. His son would walk into the light, and he could see his face glittering. The presence of God was in his home. His daughter suffered from a very terrible, terrible sickness that she couldn't eat anything. It had to be specially designed meals, chemically designed for her to eat. 3 years old, 4 years old, couldn't eat anything. She's going to birthday parties. She's going to go to school functions. She can't have the stuff the kids are having. She's devastated. It was tearing the family apart. And he said, I want my daughter healed. Well, she'll be healed. So we're at the service the first night. I laid hands. I told her, bring up the baby. She brought up Christine. I put my hand on her stomach, and I just felt the presence of God. I could feel it leave my back and right through my hands. So when I'm praying, I could feel it lift up. When I pray on the phone, I could feel it lift up. When I send an email or a text and I'm praying for something, I feel it lift up. I know that the healing virtue just went to wherever we sent it. You know, the scripture says, so shall the words that proceed out of my mouth. They shall not return unto me void. They accomplish in the things that are pleasing, prosper in the things that I send it. That prosper in things that I send it. It's not talking about finances. It's talking about fruit. It's talking about growth. It's talking about happening. So we're the next night, we're at the house, and they say, hey, Dave, we're going to run downstairs. They always call me Prophet for some reason. I'm not a prophet. They always call me Prophet. They go, Prophet, we're going to run down the street. Can you watch Christine? I'm like, yeah. Come on, I raised 4 kids. I was a real estate agent, had my daughter with me going to closings. I can handle a little girl. There's no problem. I picked up the kids, cooked food. I'm the cook of the house. I know how to take care of things. What's a little girl? No big deal. So I'm over there eating my KFC, the only good thing they have. So I'm eating my KFC, and I see little Christine come by. I go, hey, you okay? She's like, yeah, Dave. She has a real deep voice. Yeah, Dave. And they call me Dave. And she walks over there, and I hear the fridge door open. And I'm like, what is he doing in the fridge? And I see the big old thing of ice cream coming. And she puts it on the table. I'm like, I don't think she's supposed to be having ice cream, Christine. She looks at me, she smiles, and she comes back, and she has cake. I'm like, I go, what are you doing? I'm hungry. I'm like, no, you have a special meal. You're not supposed to have this stuff. And then I hear in the fridge again, I hear, shh, she opens a Coke. So I'm like, these are things, she can't have any sugar. She can't have any wheat. She can't have any kind of flour. She can't have any kind of pastries. She can't have any milk. She can't have anything, eggs. I'm like, oh, Lord. I run over there. I'm like, this is going south really quick. So I get in there. And as I get in there, I go and I get the Coke from her. No, you're not supposed to have that. And I'm putting the Coke up, and the dog ran out. So I go, oh, great. I grab the dog. I'm like, why is the door open? I shut the dog back in. And then I come back. Ice cream's almost halfway gone. Half of a cake. It was a full cake. I'm like, oh. And then it's like, I look, where's Christine? And then I hear a big belch. And I walk over there. Oh, I'm over there laying hands on her. Don't die on me. Don't die on me. I'm going to be in an African prison. Oh, Lord. So I go over there, and I go to go clean up. And then right when I go clean up, the door opens. It's the people. I look at them like, hey, like, oh, Prophet, we could have got you a bowl. We didn't have to eat that like that. I'm like, it wasn't me. And they're like, where's Christine? And I felt so bad. I go, she's over there. And they ran to their daughter. Well, the father ran to the daughter. The mother ran to the room to get the EpiPen. And she's like, I don't know, we have an extra one. It's, it may be in the car. She's looking for this pen. And I'm like standing there, I'm like, well, I better go finish my KFC because I may be in jail. So honestly, I'm like, this might be my last good meal. So then it goes, doctor, come over here. And I run over there and I go, yeah. He goes, how long has it been? I go, I don't know. They're, no, you got to tell me. He's looking at me, how long? Please. I go, 5 minutes, at least 5 minutes. And he's like, he's looking at his daughter, and his wife comes with the pen. 10 minutes. He looks at the daughter, his wife again, and she's like, Arnold, give him the shot. Give her the shot. And he's crying. He just puts it down. By faith. By faith, she's healed. Never had another episode after that. So amazing to see God move. And so he told me, he goes, David, she's eating us out of her house, like 6 months later. I go, that's good, because you created a little monster. She wants to eat all the time. So I interviewed her. I was out studying, and she's always following me. And I'm outside by the pool, and I'm like just studying some stuff. And I go, hey, Christine, come here. And we just did a quick video with my phone. And I go, hey, I'm here with my friend Christine. Christine, tell him how you're doing.
Good.
And I go, tell it goes, what happened? You suffered for a long time, baby girl. What was wrong with you?
I couldn't eat anything.
I go, really? What did Jesus do for you?
Heal me.
Really? Yes. So what do you eat now?
Anything with sugar.
Hi, this is David Gannis. I want to invite you to one of our healing services. Please visit our website. Find out more details. But we have services all over the United States and literally all over the world. We have gone through South Africa, Kenya, India, Mexico, Peru. We are all over the United States, from Los Angeles to Florida, all the way up to Nashville, to Wisconsin, all the way down to Texas. We have several services in Texas. Louisiana, we've been there, and we're going back. Nashville, we've been there, and we're going back. Hawaii, we're going back. I want you to go to our website, find some place that you can get to so we can pray for you. If you can't make it, just believe. Send me a prayer request. I will try my best to answer you. I do text back. I do email back. I do make phone calls back. I do write back. So if you write me personally, call me. I will try my best to get back to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for watching our broadcast. Remember, go to our website to find out more details about our healing services. God bless you. Hi, this is David Yannis. I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I'm going to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios, and many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. I'm also going to offer you The Recruit, and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation of miracles and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it, it has touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148. For $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call, or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website, or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast.
It's amazing to see God move. I was in Wisconsin. But you know, expectation. Again, expectation. People expecting God to do something. There were several people that could have, they were with their hands raised saying, we would like to take care of the man of God. But they felt led to give it to this man because he wanted a blessing in his house. There's people that could afford to take care of him. But he took off work. He took off. He said, God, I'm sowing because I want a blessing in my house. So expecting God to do something. When I was in Wisconsin, there was a, what part of Wisconsin? Eagle River, Wisconsin. And I was preaching, and there's this boy that came up. His face was disfigured. Later, after the service, I talked to his adopted parents, and they said that they went to three surgeries. There's nothing else they can do for him. His face was like a rock, and it kind of like little spiky on the side. And it was disfigured, and it was like grown down, and they brought him from Korea, I believe, and they just couldn't help him, and he came up to me, and I'm like, what do you want the Lord to do? I do ask that, even though I can obviously see it, I do ask it because that's what Jesus asked. Sometimes we gotta confess it, we gotta say what we want, and sometimes God just heals you where you're sitting. Seen that happen a lot too, so. I go over there and I look at him. I go, Pastor, can you give me some oil? And Pastor Gary was like sitting right here where my brother was at. And he jumps up, grabs the oil. But when he opened the oil, it was like a big, like a jug. I mean, like a long flute to it, you know. And he popped it like a, he opened it, popped it like champagne. It came flying in the air. So I put my hand out. I catch as much oil. He goes, I'm sorry, Dave. I'm just excited. That's okay. Okay. I got it. I have a bowl of oil in my hand. I looked at him. I go, you ready to be healed? He goes, absolutely. You ready for God to do something? Absolutely. I'm going to baptize you in oil. And I just threw the oil at his face. Okay, these are my crazy days, I got to tell you. I slapped. I've thrown oil on people. It's like Wigglesworth was really inspired me. And A.A. Allen. So I've calmed down since then. But maybe a little. So I promise. I won't slap anyone today. But the oil thing, I can't promise. So I threw all the oil on his face. As it hit his face, it came down. As it came down, let me tell you, I slapped him. I slapped my hands together on his face, hard as I can. I just slapped him. When I did that, faith activated. His face became soft, like Play-Doh. That's all I can describe it, like Play-Doh. I never really messed with clay. So it was like Play-Doh. And I started moving my hand through his face. That prickliness, that stoniness on that side went away. And I'm moving my hand, I said, do you want me to make you a supermodel? He goes, yes, make me a supermodel. I go, okay, let's do it. And I'm like, oh, mess of face. And then I stop because Pastor Gary jumps up. David, the bone plates are moving from this side. So, hey, God's doing it. I stepped away. I didn't have to do anything. God knows what he's doing. One bone plate came down. Another bone plate went to the back. And then another bone plate snapped together. All the plates the doctors could not fix came back together. Now, because of the years that his face is like that, he still had a little bit of a slant. I said, that's going to heal. If God did this, God will definitely finish this. And we're just going to be a little progression going on. And I tell him, go check out yourself in the mirror. So he got to the men's room. We know when he got to the mirror. We just heard a hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
I want you to get my latest book, Igniter of Faith. I tell you what, it will challenge your faith. It'll make your faith soar when you hear the stories, the testimonies. But most of all, it'll fill you with the Word of God, which is required to get your miracle. If you're not in the Word of God, if you're not around people of believers that know that God does miracles, even today, then your miracle may not come to you. But if you're around people that are excited about God, that know the Word of God, and you're constantly have it in front of you, I guarantee you, you're so close to that miracle. Igniter of Faith will help ignite your faith to finally get the miracle that you've been looking for.
Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast.